Christianity's greatest power and influence does not come from pulpits, but from the daily lives and deeds of faithful disciples of Christ. In the New Testament, Christians are taught to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. This is to glorify God, bless mankind, and to prepare ourselves for the second coming of Christ and the eternal kingdom of God. Titus 2, verses 12 and 13. Consider the three basic relationships of the Christian in his daily living. Sober living, righteous living, godly living. When Christianity controls our thinking, cultivates our disposition, makes our decisions, and dictates our actions, then and only then can we say that we have conformed to the manner of life taught by Christ and exemplified by Christians in the first century. This is W. E. Skipper with One Gospel Minute. Thank you for listening.